Unwanted and abandoned dogs fill shelters nationwide, and not many will get a second chance, but in California, a new organization is saving one dog at a time and in the process helping those who've served their country. Pets for Vets believes that for some veterans who are having a hard time, the answer may be a homeless dog. Gloria Hillard has more from Los Angeles.
Like many returning combat veterans, Leif Meisinger still wears a military-style buzz cut. His arms are tapestries of colored ink, including a few tattoos he got in Iraq.
Like the gun ones and...
He smiles and runs a hand over his head. After an IED blast, the 40-year-old former Army gunner says he has a mild traumatic brain injury and a PTSD diagnosis.
It was like I was back in Iraq again. I was up at night. And I would sleep during the day and crying spells. And you're like, oh, wait, what's going on? I'm crying.
But then, a few months ago, something in his life changed.
Where's the toy? Give me the toy. I love this dog. I've never really been an animal type person.
On the floor, the 215-pound soldier is playing a game of fetch with a 10-pound dog named Spider.
It's the greatest thing that ever could have happened to me, getting the dog. Now I'm like a little social butterfly. Whereas before, I was in my house drinking, just dying.
It just changes their lives. It's like having a best friend.
Clarissa Black is the founder of Pets for Vets. It's an L.A.-based organization that matches shelter dogs like Spider with veterans like Leif who are having a hard time reentering civilian life.
Many of these guys, they talk to their dogs, they tell their dogs things that they could not tell anybody else, even sometimes their therapists. Together, they're helping each other heal.
I met up with Black on what she calls the hard part of her job. We're at one of L.A. County's high-kill animal shelters. On this day, she's looking for a particular dog for a vet, a retriever mix. As if reading her mind, dozens of dogs of all sizes try to get our attention.
It's very hard to walk down and see all the animals, you know, looking at you and knowing that they need a home as well.
After volunteering in an animal therapy program at a VA hospital, the 27-year-old certified animal trainer saw a special need and started Pets for Vets. So far, she's placed 8 dogs since June.
You can see just, you know, the months and years of stress and just melt away for the first moment that they see their dog.
She doesn't have much of a budget. A small band of volunteers and donations help cover her expenses to train the dogs as companion animals. For veterans with special emotional needs, Black, a graduate of Cornell in animal sciences, says she teaches the dogs to recognize things like a panic attack by simulating that behavior herself. She then trains the dog to react with a gentle nudge or kiss.
It is a very good partner to group therapy or one-on-one therapy. It's a perfect augmentation.
Richard Beam is a spokesman for the VA Medical Center in Long Beach, California, which has referred patients to the Pets for Vets program.
And we've seen some of our veterans really feel connected to something, whereas without that connection to an animal or a pet, they really did feel alone.
That was certainly true for Army veteran specialist Meisinger, who says he still participates in group therapy at the VA once a week. But he says it's his small dog, Spider, that keeps him grounded on the other days.
But I'll, like, be sitting there, and I have no idea what I'm thinking. I'm just staring at something, and all of a sudden he like, comes up and, like, starts licking my face, and it's like, oh, whoa. And it's like pulls me back into... Keeps me from, like, going to that spot that you don't need to go to.
The interview was over. The small dog jumps into the arms of the 6-foot soldier.
Good boy.
It was time to go for a walk. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hiller.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.